Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, August 14th. The director of the State Department of Health and Human Services testified yesterday before a committee examining Michigan's COVID-19 response. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Director Robert Gordon was called to explain a contact tracing contract with a firm that does political work for Democrats. The contract was canceled by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in April after it became public. Gordon said that decision to award the contract was a mistake that occurred as his department was dealing with a wave of COVID-19 cases.
Our priority was to move quickly and save lives within the law. Politics had nothing to do with it.
Gordon said the firm Cole House could have done the work, but the deal created an appearance problem. The Republican chair of the House and Senate COVID-19 committee said Gordon may be called back to answer more questions. I'm Rick Pluta.
Physicians around the state are asking lawmakers to reconsider legislation that would require an in-person learning option for kindergarten through fifth grade. The state Senate will meet to discuss the legislation this weekend. If passed, it could cut funding for districts like Lansing and Ann Arbor that have opted for completely online learning this fall. Dr. Farhan Bhatti is a family physician and a member of the Lansing School Board. He says children are not immune to COVID-19.
Science is warning us that indoor venues such as schools with reduced ventilation, active children, and a significant number of adults with high-risk medical conditions will require stringent safety measures to reduce the risk of infections and transmission.
He says there will need to be cooperation at all levels of government to make school plans that will help working families this fall. A Michigan Native American tribe is officially joining the ongoing fight over the Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Hunter Dode reports.
An administrative judge has granted the Bay Mills Indian community the right to intervene in the Line 5 pipeline dispute. Christopher Clark is a supervising staff attorney at Earth Justice, a company representing the tribe. He says the Bay Mills Indian tribe has a treaty with the United States.
In exchange in that treaty, they have rights throughout the region to hunt and fish and gather. And the area is critically important to the tribe from a cultural and historical perspective. We believe it's very, very important that these agencies hear the perspective of the tribal nation.
Clark says the waterways are key for fisheries, which he says many members use for their livelihood. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
Search and rescue operations on the Great Lakes are up from where they were at this point last year. Dan Wanschurer reports the pandemic, high water levels, and warm temperatures have all played a role.
The U.S. Coast Guard says there have been 2,093 search and rescue missions performed on the Great Lakes this season. That's about 280 cases higher than last year. Carl Willis is with the Coast Guard District 9 out of Cleveland. He says boating has been a popular way to get outside during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Boat sales are at a record high pace. Sales of kayaks, canoes, paddle boards, recreational paddle craft like that are at a record pace. So there are more people out on the water than ever before.
Willis also says high water levels on the lakes means stronger currents, which can lead to more accidents. I'm Dan Wanschurer.
In light of the global pandemic and trade wars, a panel of five leaders within the agricultural industry met yesterday to discuss the importance of trade and supply chains. Lori Tanis is a special advisor for Cross Border Institute. She says COVID has shown the importance of supply chains.
Looking back, I would say that we are in a better position. I think in a way, and you know, I'm cautiously saying this, but COVID has really strengthened the agriculture. And I think people realize the importance of nutrition and, you know, ensuring a steady supply chain. There's been a bit of an awakening, an awareness, and then education.
The discussion was part of the Ag Talks Town Hall series, which focuses on key agricultural states in the Midwest. The reaction continues to come in on presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's choice of Kamala Harris as his running mate. Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow says Harris is a friend and colleague who came to the state a few years ago to help campaign for her. She says Harris is, quote, smart, capable, and tough, and a really wonderful person. Stabenow says Biden's campaign slogan of Build Back Better has Michigan written all over it.
We're the ones that build. We're the ones that grow. We're the ones that create. technology and manufacture things. And so Michigan is going to really benefit from this new leadership.
Stabenow says the selection of Harris as Biden's running mate is also good news for Michigan, because Governor Gretchen Whitmer had been rumored as a leading candidate for the position, but Stabenow says it's a good thing that she will not be leaving the state. In our forecast, it'll be sunny around the region today. Mid-Michigan could see a few scattered showers this afternoon, but it should be dry farther north. We'll see highs in the mid-80s statewide today, 29 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup for this Friday, the 14th day of August, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.